Governor Cuomo is calling legislative leaders into his office for twice-a-day private meetings to hash out details of the $145 billion state budget. Still under discussion, how much money the state should set aside to achieve universal pre-kindergarten. The state Senate wants to fully fund New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio's proposal, but Republicans who co-lead the chamber have rejected a plan to tax the rich to get the money. Assembly Speaker Sheldon Silver is a longtime pre-K supporter, but he could offer nothing definitive after the meeting.
We're discussing ranges.
There's also likely to be some form of relief to charter schools. Governor Cuomo will only say he's pursuing a number of strategies, but no final decisions have been made. Cuomo is placing more emphasis on his plan to freeze property taxes. It's facing widespread resistance from the legislature, local government, and school officials and unions. Cuomo places himself as the central figure in what he calls the greatest challenge and struggle of the budget.
I represent the people. And the people are saying they can't afford these bills anymore. So you have, I believe, the people of the state versus the bureaucracy, and I'm pushing for reform of the bureaucracy.
The governor offered little hope for enactment of the DREAM Act as part of the budget, saying there's currently a stalemate. On Monday, the state Senate voted down the measure. It would allow the children of undocumented immigrants to be eligible for financial aid for college.
The speaker supports the DREAM Act. I support the DREAM Act. The Senate's position is that they took a vote on the DREAM Act and the DREAM Act went down.
Hey, Governor, what percent? Who do you represent? Hey, Governor, what percent?
Meanwhile, protesters are not taking no for an answer on the DREAM Act and other issues. Around 70 people staged a sit-in. They blockaded the door to the governor's offices as around 300 others chanted their support. Many oppose the governor's tax-cutting plan, which also includes reductions in corporate taxes and the estate tax. They say the money would be better spent on struggling schools. Several were arrested. Ron Deutsch, with New Yorkers for Fiscal Fairness, says the groups believe that the state spending plan is more favorable to the haves than to the have-nots.
When you talk about providing nearly $1 billion in tax cuts to millionaires and billionaires through the estate tax, through Wall Street banks, through the elimination of the bank tax, to the wealthiest homeowners in the state through the tax freeze. We take objection to that, especially when you realize as well that half the kids in many of our cities are living in poverty. We have record hunger. We have record homelessness. Our schools are underfunded.
Cuomo's guards locked the doors to his offices as the protests went on. The governor and legislative leaders resumed their meetings, saying an agreement could come as early as next Monday. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.